BBC Surrey. It's 8 minutes to eight. Big weekend for Formula One drivers. Best drivers firing up their engines in Australia. Start of the season, well, the first day of testing is over. Reigate's own Max Chilton will be on the grid down under, assuming all goes well over the next 2 days as well, for his second season in the sport. Well, before Max set off, he spoke exclusively to us here at BBC Surrey. And yesterday we heard about how Max keeps his feet on the ground and deals with people having a bit of a dig on Twitter. As for the final instalment today, I asked Max to preview the new season and began by asking him for a bit more information about his team, Marussia.
Marussia have been fantastic. We're an Anglo-Russian team, but we're mainly English, to be honest. We're based in Banbury, and it's a very small team, and it's a very kind of family-based team. So there's a great atmosphere in the team. Everyone knows everyone, and everyone is proper racers. A lot of them from Sheffield, and they have the northern accents, and it's a great team to be a part of. And I've spent half of 2012 with them, being the reserve driver. So I got to know them really well then. So it flowed really well into 2013 last year. Knowing what I know now, going into my kind of second season with them, we're really, really keen and we're really up for it.
What's the level of expectation that they have on you?
They're realistic, but they expect just as much from us than any other driver on the grid. Me and Jules were both rookies last year, but we both proved that we were quick and we could bring the car home. So they don't push us too hard, but you know, they're not going to kind of let us just relax and take it easy, because we have to work even harder than the people at the top to get every last bit out of the car so we can compete with them.
How's the car been in Bahrain in testing?
It's a huge, huge change this year in the rules for Formula One. It's probably been the biggest rule change ever. And so the cars are completely different. And especially for a small team to actually get the car built in time and get it up to speed has been a really big challenge. We have taken our time to get it working. We didn't do many miles this winter testing season. By the end of it, we managed to get a full race run in, so we know the car's good enough to last the distance, and we did a couple of performance runs where the car showed some good speed, and we haven't really had much time to actually set the car up, so that is really its basic pace. I don't think anyone knows where anyone is until we get qualifying underway in Australia.
For somebody who's not into Formula One, explain what those changes are, because no doubt they've dominated the last 6 months of your life.
Yeah, so from 2013 to 2014, we've gone from a V8 to a V6. That's very different because the engine size is dramatically reduced. But then we've also had our fuel limit gone from 165-ish kilos in a whole race to 100 kilos from the lights going out to the checkered flag. You know, that's a third reduction in fuel, yet they want us to be as quick. But it's just made things very, very challenging. Yeah, I'm all for it. The cars are now incredibly powerful, but it's just quite hard to control it sometimes.
And as far as this season is concerned, let's look at the ambition for this season, the goals for this season.
The goals for this season, I'm a big team player, and we didn't get our number one goal last year, which was getting our first point for the team. So until that's done, that is what I want to do, is get that first point for the team. And if that does then happen, I'll change it more to maybe a personal goal of trying to beat some people which are in a similar car to me.
And let's look forward 5 years. What's the plan? What's the ambition?
In 5 years, I'd love to be in a car which will take me to a race win and a world title. I'm not saying that's not possible this year, because we still don't know, but that's what I want to be. I want to be, first of all, I want to be a race winner, and then second of all, I want to be a world champion. And I want to try and do that for an English team. I want to always kind of live in England, and we'll see where it goes.